The plug has been pulled on an Entertainment District pilot project in downtown Okotoks. Originally to be in effect 7 days a week for a 5-month trial, Okotoks Council voted against a watered-down version of the proposal on May 23. The revised version, the result of public feedback, would have seen the Entertainment District operate on a half-dozen select days throughout the summer to coincide with major community events. In an Entertainment District, customers would have been able to buy alcohol from licensed establishments and consume it outside, within the district boundaries along Elizabeth and McRae Streets. Many on council said that by operating on event days, the Entertainment District wouldn't serve the original intent of bringing people downtown. Councilor Gord Lang said events in downtown Okotoks are already well attended and an Entertainment District isn't needed to draw people. Councilor Rachel Swensiad agreed, saying she heard from only one person in support of the Entertainment District. I have not received enough support from the folks in this area that want to use this as an economic tool, Swensiad said. The Entertainment District became a contentious issue as many individuals and businesses spoke out against the proposal for reasons ranging from enforcement and littering to vandalism and not being a family-friendly initiative. Mayor Tanya Thorne said that when she considered all the information from businesses, the public and town staff, the plan didn't support its initial purpose. I don't think we've got a wholesome plan here that is going to drive the outcomes that we want, Thorne said. Councilor Brent Robinson spoke in favor of the revised Entertainment District pilot project. I think this is a pretty reasonable sort of experiment to take to see what the outcome is, Robinson said. All the concerns about how much garbage there will be, how much policing there'll be, it's all just speculation, he said. Nobody knows until we try. Thorne said there could be support to take another look at an entertainment district in the future. But I think it has to be after we think about what is it that they're going to come here to do, Thorne said. And that has been my core question because I can't answer that. When the district was proposed to bring more people downtown, most business owners within the district boundary who responded to a town survey said they were against the idea. The survey of 180 businesses within the boundary got 36 responses. 7 businesses said they were in support of the original idea and 24 were opposed.